For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. British police dragged WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from the Ecuadorian embassy in London today after Ecuador revoked the political asylum it had granted him 7 years ago and withdrew his Ecuadorian citizenship. Ecuador's president, Lenin Moreno, said he took the action due to what he called Assange's discourteous and aggressive behavior and transgression of international treaties. This morning, the Justice Department unsealed a 13-month-old indictment against Assange, accusing him of working with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to hack Defense Department computers. WikiLeaks published a trove of documents and videos, including material that showed a U.S. Apache helicopter firing on and killing Reuters journalists and several others in a public square in Iraq's capital, a possible war crime. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced Assange's arrest to the House of Commons.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Arrested for breach of bail after nearly 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy. He has also been arrested in relation to an extradition request from the United States authorities. This is now a legal matter before the courts.
The ACLU warned that any prosecution by the U.S. of Assange for WikiLeaks publishing operations would be unprecedented and unconstitutional and would open the door to criminal investigations of other news organizations. Jesslyn Raddick is a former Justice Department whistleblower. Speaking on Democracy Now!, she said the Justice Department is using an antiquated law called the Espionage Act. She called it a draconian law, which has been used to go after whistleblowers and journalists with no available public interest defense.
This would be an incredibly chilling precedent that would put at risk all journalists and publishers, including Democracy Now!, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Guardian, for reporting truthful information, classified or not, which is in the public interest.
Assange's lawyer previously said Assange planned to fight any U.S. charges against him. Sudan's military arrested President Omar al-Bashir, ousting him from power in the wake of escalating protests against his 30-year rule. The country's defense minister announced the development on national television. His remarks were broadcast on Al Jazeera.
I declare, being the Minister of Defense and the chairman of the committee to get rid of this regime and to arrest the head of the regime in a safe place. I also declare the formation of a military transitional council.
Protests in Sudan initially erupted last December with rallies against a worsening economy, but quickly escalated into calls for an end to his rule. They gained new momentum last week after the resignation of Algeria's longtime president. Democratic congressional leaders say they don't trust Attorney General William Barr after he told a Senate subcommittee he believes federal intelligence agencies spied on President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Barr seemed to be alluding to a surveillance warrant the FBI obtained on former Trump associate Carter Page, who was never charged with wrongdoing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested Barr's statements undermined his credibility as the country's chief law enforcement official.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing that the chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails yesterday. And today, he is the Attorney General of the United States of America, not the Attorney General of Donald Trump.
Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted Barr admitted he had no evidence to support his claim of spying on the Trump campaign. Schumer called on Barr to retract his statement immediately or produce specific evidence to back it up. He added, perpetuating conspiracy theories is beneath the office of the Attorney General. Vermont Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders unveiled a new version of his Medicare for All proposal. Sanders said the legislation would guarantee health care to every American as a right, not a privilege.
Together, from coast to coast, we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to take on the insurance companies. We're going to take on the drug companies. And we are going to fulfill, as Senator Blumenthal said, the American dream. And the dream is that every American, no matter what your income, no matter where you live, is entitled to health care as a human right, not a privilege. Thank you all very much.
Four other senators also running for the Democratic presidential nomination have signed on to Medicare for All: Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.